Alrighty, this is very exciting. You're on BFM Breakfast and we've got the one and only Nadia Reid on the line with us. Morena.
Morena. Nice to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on sort of day 4 of being here and I think we've cracked it.
Nice.
With the jet lag. We had a few sort of 1 a.m. wake ups just with our little girls. But you just have to submit to the jet lag, I think.
You do. You've got it. You can't fight it. It's like a rip. You've come a long, long way. How does it feel to be
wild? Oh, it was really well needed. Like I was back here a year ago for shows, but it's been 2 years since we had a crazy idea to just sell everything we owned and move to the UK while I was 22 weeks pregnant. It was really rather mad. But there are so many, like, I'm really warming to Manchester. It's I'm learning a lot, and it's a really cool experience living there. It feels like a privilege to have this experience, but just arriving back here, I'm like, yeah, there's a sort of peace that just came over me.
For sure. And it must feel really exciting to be jumping on this tour. Everything sort of kicks off for you on Friday, right, down in Ototahi. Into Now Brightness tour. How are you feeling going into it?
Well, it's a funny one because the record came out in February.
Mm.
So I've had a really busy year with a bunch of touring and different festivals, and so it feels funny to, you know, 8 months later be having an album release show. But I feel kind of emotional because it does feel like, not without being dramatic, like it feels a little bit like the end of an era, kind of, you know, like I'm wrapping the album up, and I certainly want to now move on. Well, I am moving on to the next album, just as it, you know, as it goes with these things. But also, I made this album over like almost 3 years with these guys, Tom Healy, Sam Taylor, Richie Picard, Joe McCallum, and lots has happened for us, you know, like so it just feels kind of special to be, especially to have Tom in the band. I'm happy to be closing off the year right where we made it.
Beautiful. Yeah, I know that this album had a lot of sort of really deep personal themes and was quite an emotional one for you, so it must feel I don't know, really nice to be able to share that with audiences now in live shows and see the way that it's affected and impacted other people's lives over this year.
Totally, and that's the thing. It's quite hard to get a sense of how it landed here. And I, you know, when I play live, I really, this year, like I've been trying to go out afterwards and sort of say hi to people just to get a sense of who comes along. And I played at Green Man this year, which was definitely the highlight of my year, and it seems to be like I seem to be able to make people just sort of keep crying.
You
know? It's grown. It's like I can hear like sniffles all through the set, which I think is beautiful. And a lot of them are like, you know, 50-year-old men. So I love it. It's great to have a little cry and a little laugh.
Yeah, I think it's really important, and it's kind of amazing that you can give people the space where they feel comfortable to really express that.
Yeah, well, we need it, don't we?
Like, totally.
I remember last time I toured in New Zealand with my band, one of my bandmates was sort of teasing me about, because I don't seem to cry a lot. And I kind of thought, oh crap, like I haven't cried in a long time. And then I went on Petra Vegas podcast right before I saw you back home. And bawled my eyes out. So I was like, okay, good.
The floodgates opened. Yeah. Thank you, Petra.
Yeah. So I think she has a way of, like, you know, tapping into that place.
Yeah, totally.
You've been really busy this year. You know, we had Enter Now Brightness, and now we've had all of these wonderful new singles, which are sounding so, so lovely. I'm intrigued as to whether the tour shows will have a mix of stuff from the album as well as some of the newer stuff.
It'll be like, so playing the album,
yeah,
playing Moment By and Not Giving It Up. Sort of, for me, they belong on the album. It was more of a sort of strategic label decision to kind of, you know, apparently an album is 10 tracks and that's fine. I mean, to me, the album is 12 songs. And we've got a couple of the oldies in there that is, you know, just the ones that are super fun to play from the last three albums. And then I've got a new song as well that I'm going to do.
Ooh, a new song.
But, so I've been kind of in the, basically when I get home next year, kind of putting my head down, because I don't want to leave it so long between albums.
You seem pretty. You seem pretty prolific. Like, I really enjoy reading your Substack, and I'm just like, I just feel as though Nadia could never run out of beautiful words.
Oh, that's really kind. I do not feel prolific. I feel like I don't have enough time. But that's also because I've got little children.
Right.
But the most precious thing in my music world right now is I have a studio space. It's this little kind of room, and it's got a desk, and it's got all my instruments and all the random paraphernalia that I collect, and it's my space. And it is literally like just the best thing that's happened to me, because other than my children, but just to go there, and sometimes I go there for like an hour or two and I feel like, oh, was it like, I don't feel like I get much done, but it's nothing's ever wasted with just being able to chip away. But I think also I do love a bit of pressure, and I've signed away for the next album with Chrysalis. So there's nothing like a bit of fear and pressure and expectation to, you know, get me fired up.
Oh, so cool. Exciting to hear that you're already working on lots of new music. But in the meantime, we're so excited to see you this Saturday, the 6th of December, here in Tamaki Makaurau, playing the Power Station with SJD.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Oh my gosh. Like, one of my favourite songwriters ever. I've been super lucky on this tour. I just kind of handpicked all my favourites. I mean, we've played together. I think he opened for me at the... I also think, like, I should be opening for him. It also feels a little bit wrong, but he's agreed to it. We did some shows at the Golden Dawn, and then he's been the Mozart Fellow in Dunedin, so I got to sort of have the odd coffee with him when I was back living there. And, yeah, I just sort of, as I was saying before on Radio One, like with Anthony Tonin and the Broken Heartbreakers, I kind of like, you know, this idea that we can learn from each other, or that we become each other's sort of unofficial mentors, I think is quite key. SJD's new latest album is just, it's this definitely been the soundtrack to my last couple of years. So really stoked. Yeah, and the Power Station's great. I mean, it feels a little scary because it's you know, I've never had a headline show there, but it's a great room. It's got a lot of lovely history, and I've had some good times there.
I think it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. I'm very excited. Yeah. People can get tickets from banishedmusic.com. But thank you so much, Nadia, for making the time for a kōrero with us. It's so nice to catch up.
Oh, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, Nadia.
We're going to listen to Moment by Nadia Reid. Everyone can catch Nadia playing the Power Station this Saturday, the 6th of December, with SJD.
Was it you who told me that love is action? I don't hear it anymore. I'm a good girl when you want me to let it out, let it by. The art to flow. Can you tell me something I don't already know? Come on now, come on now. I see you by the light of your
moment by, moment by, moment by, moment by.
Was it you who dreamed?